Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
Proverbs 21 and verse 20 says, "There is desirable treasure and oil in the dwelling place of the wise." God's word says you're to do two things with your money. First, sow some. The Bible says whoever sows generously will also reap generously. That's 2 Corinthians 9 verse 6. Now you say, but things are a bit tight for me right now. Don't withhold because you're afraid of not having enough. Give God a seed to work with and he'll make sure you have a harvest when you need it. His ability to provide is not limited by the world's economy. Do what Isaac did in Genesis 26. There was a famine in the land. Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. Who blessed Isaac financially? The Lord. When God tells you to give, do it in faith, confident that at the right time, in the right way, and exactly the right places, you will receive. Now you say, I've never tried that. Well, just give it a go. The second thing to do is save some. Proverbs 21 verse 20, "There is desirable treasure and oil in the dwelling place of the wise, but a foolish man squanders it." Learn to live within your means. Remind yourself that you can live happily without most of the stuff advertised on television. Before you make a purchase, stop and pray. Just because the bank approves the loan doesn't mean God approves the expenditure. Joseph instructed Pharaoh in Genesis chapter 41, "Gather all the food for those good years that are coming. Then that food shall be a reserve for 7 years of famine." Live by the Joseph principle and save. And one more thought, there are consequences for how we spend our money. We should always try to be good stewards of everything God has given us. So be wise with your money. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.